It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
100 residents there, and they house a couple of students from Quinnipiac every year. I remember we talked about this last year, too. And it's really neat for the residents, and it's a great opportunity for the young students because they get nice housing, and it's also a great experience from a community service standpoint. It might even be good for professional development. And so in studio, we have Grace, is it Maselli?
Yep.
Grace Maselli, who's a grad student in occupational therapy at Quinnipiac, and Leah Sheeman?
Sheeman, yes.
Okay, Sheeman. I was just going to say it really fast, hoping that I said it right. who is an undergrad in social work who will go on to be a grad student in social work at Quinnipiac as well. First of all, thanks for getting up early. I mean,
you're welcome.
Are you not a coffee drinker?
I am, so I'm caffeinated now.
Oh, you are now. Yeah. It takes about a half an hour to kick in.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to kick in.
Do you have classes today?
Yes, I do. What, right after this.
What time?
10:30.
Oh, so you got to make. But usually, you still schedule classes a little later, so you don't have to get up at 6:30 in the morning.
I don't have much control over my schedule, honestly. At this point in my curriculum, it's all kind of decided for me already.
What is occupational therapy?
So we help individuals across the lifespan kind of engage in activities that are most meaningful to them. So if you were my client, I would try and get to know you a little bit in our first session.
Okay.
Try and figure out what activities are most meaningful to you. If that's hosting a radio show, then I would be working with you on whatever sort of disability or limitations and function you had to get you back to hosting a radio show.
So people who like have a job in something and have something hindering them from doing it, you try to help get them back to it?
Yeah. So occupational therapy, it does have that weird implication that we're kind of work therapists. We're getting you back to work. But in our field, we consider occupations really any sort of meaningful daily activity. So that's
how it covers seniors as well.
Yeah,
correct?
It's yeah. Brushing your teeth, getting dressed, going to work, going to school, hanging out with friends. All of those are considered occupations.
Leah, do you want to be a therapist or a school count? Like, what is your goal with the social work degree?
I'm hoping to work with the geriatrics, which is why applying for this program seemed perfect for me.
Yeah.
And I want to learn about the cognitive and developmental standpoint of these residents, and they're able to help me grow as I work through my degree.
So from social work, and we'll talk about a little bit more about your experience so far and Ashland Village and all that in our next segment, but with working with seniors as a social worker, what sort of stuff do social workers do with that community?
I'm able to help them get in touch with their children or work through any problems they're having mentally and cognitively. And I'm able to learn from them by how they grew and where they are now and help them and almost be like a therapist for them.
Hmm. And you've just always wanted to be in that with that subsection of our culture?
Yes. I've always felt like I wanted to help people and give back.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, listen, my parents are in their 80s, and so both what you guys are talking about is really, and they're still in their home, but they still have a lot of people come to the home, so you can have an impact on seniors, not only at a Masonic Care facility, but also, you know, obviously in their homes as well. We're going to take a little bit of a break here. Again, we're going to continue with Grace and Leah as we talk about their experience. Again, Quinnipiac and Masonic Care sort of got together, and they get, it's a nice room, right?
Yeah, my room's pretty sweet.
Yeah. And do you have a kitchenette or no? Do you have?
Yes.
Yeah. Got a little mini
full
fridge
kitchen.
And a microwave.
Nice. Are you guys close to each other?
We're right down the hall from each other.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
That's nice. That's really cool. We're back here with Grace Maselli and Leah
Sheeman.
Sheeman. Okay, I don't want to say it. I don't like saying people's name wrong. So Leah Sheeman. Leah is an undergrad in social work, but she's going to end up getting her master's. And I just learned Grace is not only a grad student, she's getting a master's, she's getting her PhD. Are people going to have to call you doctor?
No, I wouldn't do that. That's mean.
So how did you guys end up doing this? How did you end up staying in Ashland Village with 500 other seniors? Just take me through the process.
So for me personally, through my program, an email was sent out saying about this amazing opportunity where we'd be able to work with geriatric residents, and we would only have to host 8 hours of activities of our choosing. We get our own apartment, place to live, as well as we're fed, and it was a no-brainer to apply. It's an amazing opportunity, and I'm just so blessed that Quinnipiac has partnered with MasonicCare to host this for us.
Yeah, I misspoke. It's Ashler Village. Sorry about that. What happened with you?
So my program, we have class meetings at the start of every semester. So my cohort comes in and all the professors come in and talk to us to kind of about what the year is going to look like. And they always pitch the Quinnipiac Student Residence Program to us. And what seemed the most appealing to me, to be completely frank, is the free room and board. It right. seems like an amazing opportunity.
You can be honest about that.
I am. Yeah. The free room and board seems like a great deal. And when I first went into OT school, my kind of tunnel vision was I wanted to do pediatrics. I still love the idea of doing pediatrics. So it seemed like also a great opportunity to kind of get that hands-on experience with the older adult community, kind of being with them in their day-to-day. It seems like a really amazing opportunity that really no one can get except for this program. So finally, when it got to a situation where I was kind of stuck for housing, I was like, I'm going to apply to this program, see if I can get in. And I did, and now we're here. So
do a lot of apply? Is it competitive or is it?
It's competitive. Yes. Yeah. I don't know how many students actually apply because
like
it's offered
an
to any
or
Quinnipiac
something?
Student. So
we have to go through a whole application process, answer questions, show potential activities we can host, as well as then go through an interview. And then
it's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And a couple weeks later, find out if you were accepted or rejected.
So this is in conjunction. Quinnipiac works with MasonicCare, which runs Ashler Village, which has about 500 residents in Wallingford. And I'm just curious, the 8 hours, like, so you have to spend 8 hours a week mm-hmm. with residents of the facility. Mm-hmm. Can you choose what you do?
Yeah, you could choose whatever activities you want.
Will you just show up and be like, hey?
We have to collaborate with the recreation manager to make a schedule for the next month. So like this week we had to give our schedule for September. But we can choose whatever activities we want as long as it fits in with the other recreation staff schedule.
Been there for a while,
yeah,
right?
I've been there since the end of May.
And you've been there for a week?
2 weeks about.
2 weeks. Have you done your 2 weeks of 8 hours yet? Or
not yet. I just submitted my schedule, and we get a monthly budget of materials we get to spend to get supplies for the residents. So I'm doing a lot of arts and crafts with them, which I've been told they love.
They do love arts and crafts.
So that's fun. So you already know you're going to do that. And what sort of stuff have you...
I am not an artsy or craftsy person, so I'm glad someone's coming in and giving them that kind of outlet that they really need. I like doing like brain games and stuff with them, kind of improving that cognitive function. It's just also really fun for me. I do puzzles, the New York Times games. I play like card games and board games with them.
You're going to start playing some chess, right?
I have to now. You gave me that great idea.
So I am curious in terms of, you know, the residents there at Ashler Village, they must be so pumped to have you guys hanging out
with them.
Yes, I just get to learn so much from them, as well as even teach them things that are easy to me, like going on the computer or texting their grandchild back.
Oh my gosh, you want to come to my parents' house in Massachusetts?
Whatever you want. Yeah.
I mean, and some, you know, we sometimes underestimate the seniors in our life. Like, they've probably, a lot of them have lived some pretty incredible lives.
Oh my God, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ever just sit down and just chat with them?
Yes,
or they will pull
you aside and chat with you because they want to tell you about how awesome their lives were. And I don't complain, but they will be happy to tell you about the lives they've lived before they were
so
at Ashley.
So the deal is you get free room, do you get food too? Or no?
Yeah, 3 free meals a day.
Free room and board.
Yep.
And you give up 8 hours a week of service, which... sounds like it's not really work. It's really like a mutually beneficial thing.
Yeah, it's just really just putting aside time to just hang out with the residents. I mean, on top of all the schoolwork we're doing, it is really forces a lot of time management, but it's so fun.
Exactly. You get to enjoy it and meet them and talk with them every day.
How busy are your lives? Like, how busy is your day?
I'm taking about 19 credits, which is 7 classes.
7?
Yeah, so I kind of have to go back and forth making enough time, as well as I'm doing some asynchronous classes, so I'm on my own for those. So pretty busy.
Why do you have to take 7? Did you take a semester off or something?
No, I'm in an accelerated dual degree program, so I'm graduating a year early, and in order to meet my degree requirements, I need to take more classes.
That's
insane.
To do what people do in 4 years and 3. Yes.
That's insane. Could you do it? But you could have done it in regular time, too? Like, there are people who get their master's in social work, but do it in 5 years and not 4? Or do you have to do it fast?
I could have taken my time, but doing it this way, I get to push myself, enjoy the experience, get out of school faster, and save some money.
It's insane. Oh, because you don't have to. You save a year's worth of tuition. Yeah. But, I mean, first of all, 4 classes in college was about all I could manage. I mean, 7... is crazy.
I'm taking 7 too.
How do you, I mean, so that means 7, and all 7 are like not exam based, but have evaluation standards in the classes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm taking 2.
No pass fails?
No.
No.
Not an option for our programs. Mm-mm.
You have to get a certain grade in order to move on to the next level.
As well as maintain your GPA.
Yeah.
So, and do you, so no social life?
I mean, try. You gotta try at least.
Seriously though, like in terms of time management, I mean, is it something you're used to, or is it like, are you stressed, or is it you just gotta stay on top of stuff?
I think I'm able to stay on top of it pretty well, planning out the calendar in advance. And then after this week, once my schedule's finally set in stone, I'll be able to actually breathe and then just enjoy my time at Masonicare.
Is it old hat for you?
I mean, I've been doing it for a little while now. I'm like the veteran now. But my first month, Leah hasn't done it yet. And our recreation manager is super nice. She gives us kind of like a reprieve where we just get to live there and kind of experience before we have to start running activities. Yeah. But when I first, like that first month where I was running stuff, I felt like I was running myself into the ground. It's hard managing all that time because you're not just have to make time to just go to class. You have like 6 hours of per class of work to do outside of all of that. So
sure. I mean, it's incredible. Well, I love the idea, you know, that Quinnipiac and Masonicare have come up with, because I think it's great. Like in some ways, it's a great community service, but it really helps you out as well.
Yeah.
And so I just think it makes a lot of sense. I don't know if there's ever an opportunity to expand it or whatever, but, you know, Astor Village is right there in Wallingford, so it's got to be not too, I mean, it's got to be pretty close to
10
campus.
10 minutes away from campus.
Yeah, I'm on nice North Haven campus. Drive. It's 10 minutes away.
Nice. Well, it's great to meet you guys. I wish you the best of luck. And
thank you.
Know, I hate to be a sycophant of this, but like every time I'm cynical about the world and then I meet young men and women who are doing great things and working their tuckuses off, You know, it's really, really impressive. So I wish you both the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to Quinnipiac and Masonic Care for letting us spend some time with you as well.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski, and Gone South Season 4 will be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.